Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Hello, this is Coach Myrna Young, and I wanted to give you some tips on how you can become a life coach. One of the most questions that I get is how to become a life coach. So I thought what I would do is to give you some steps. And, you know, if this is something that you feel that is your life calling and it's your own purpose, then and you want to be a life coach, I can tell you from personal experience, it is one of the most rewarding fields because you get to help others to achieve their goals. So, do you feel that you are called to make a difference in the lives of others? Does any of these statements sound like you? I want to help others and make a difference in the world. I want to have a life purpose beyond what I'm currently doing. I want to be happier, satisfied, and fulfilled in my life. I want to get unstuck and feel more in control of my life. My friends all tell me that I should be a coach. And that's the last one is probably why I became a life coach, because I was great at giving advice. I was great in telling people, you know, how they can live their best life. So when I heard of life coaching, I thought that it was the most perfect, career for me. And I have not regretted it. I have written books. I do a radio program, as you all know. And so I've taken my coaching skills to more than one-on-one coaching, which is something that I hope, if you're listening to this, that maybe you can aspire to be. Like I said, becoming a life coach is both a rewarding career and financially viable career. Life coach Tony Robbins makes millions of dollars per year. Top executive coaches can charge up to $3,000 for a 45-minute session to coach the top CEOs of major corporations. And as you're starting out, here is the statistics from the first year in business. According to Sherpa, executive coaches, if you start off to be an executive coach, and if you're an executive coach, which means that you have some leadership experience and you're just adding the coaching skills to what you already know, you can make up to $325 per hour. Business coaches, again, you must have some kind of background in the business arena, and then you're just really learning the business coaching skills. You would make $235 an hour. Now, life coaches generally coach on relationships, coach on, you know, careers, anything to make your life or the life of your clients a little better. And because they're generalized and not specific, then the average is about $160 an hour, which is still pretty good, and obviously a lot more than you're making now, I'm sure. So as I said, you know, life coaching is the umbrella which all other coaching fall under. A top CEO, for example, is coached on how to be a good leader and motivate his team and managers, but if his personal life is a mess, he really cannot be affected, because who you are shows up in all your personal interactions. So as you coach others, you must be in a good place yourself, because you're also coaching yourself. And you know they have the saying, you know, don't do what I say, but do what I do. Right? So here are some steps that I've put together for you in taking your journey on becoming a life coach, if that you feel is your purpose and you want to be a bit more fulfilled. The first one they tell you is when you're thinking about becoming a coach, think of what skills you have right now that you can be your niche, right? So what is it that you're going to specialize in? For instance, do you want to coach in happiness? Do you think that you're an incredibly happy person and you want to be able to share that knowledge with clients who come into your sessions very unhappy with life? So as a happiness life coach, you can coach clients on a variety of topics. So one of the ways that you can coach them on happiness is to ask them, you know, how are they defining happiness, right? How is happiness, how are they measuring happiness, right? So, you know, a lot of times, you know, people are saying they're unhappy because they've got this way out definition of being happy. Maybe they need to live in a $1 million home and everybody is doing well and they have to have this career and all that. But some of the poorest people are happy. So as a coach, you can help people change their definition of what they feel happiness is, right? You can talk to them about the benefits and challenges in finding happiness, right? Sure, there's going to be some challenges, but when you find it, and it's usually inside of you or inside of your client, yeah, you reap amazing benefits, right? You can coach them on, you know, they can find happiness by meeting and getting to know people. A lot of people are unhappy because they don't have any friends. They've moved into a new area and they're alone. And, you know, when you feel lonely, you can really never be happy, right? You can provide worksheets and workbooks for your clients to help them remove old conditioning and beliefs, right? You can tell them how you found happiness. And a lot of times, your personal story or your backstory is very important because God gives that to you so that you can help motivate and inspire others. And if you want to find a niche of becoming a happiness coach, like I said, it's probably because you feel that you're a very happy person and you're able to coach on that, right? So you can also talk about peeling off the layers, right? What is making your clients unhappy? You know, it's like an onion, right? What you see on the outside is very different from what you see on the inside. So as a coach, you peel back those layers that they've put, or the armor that they've put on top of them, which is why nobody is able to get through and they're unhappy, right? So some of the layers that, you know, you can peel off would be, number one, would be the desire, right? If you're unhappy, it's because you're desiring something or you have these expectations of something and it's not happening. So one of the ways to change that is to change your expectations and change your desires. And it's just like a mindset shift, which is basically, you know, what I specialize in, mindset shifts, you know, okay? Limiting beliefs. Do you believe that in order for you to be happy, maybe your husband has to, you know, buy you roses every week or something? You know, I mean, I'm being ridiculous, but that would be a limiting belief that that's making you unhappy. So you as a coach has to uncover what are the limiting beliefs that your client is telling themselves that are making them unhappy. Layer three is ego and identity, right? You can't be happy if you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, because you can't give away what you don't have. So if you want happiness, then you have to be happy with who you are. And so you help your client identify the ego and figure out how they identify with themselves, and you start making some kinds of shifts. Time, past and future. Is your client stuck in the past, or are they too stuck in the future? You always have to live in the now and live in the present moment, right? Because that's really all you've got. So a lot of people live in the past. Not too many of them are in the future, but you might have some. But as a coach, that would be your role, is to get them to the present, get them to what is happening now, right? And then you have to start rewiring the patterns and the new conditioning. So when you remove something, right, you have to put something new. So let's say, for instance, they have some limiting beliefs where they think that in order to be happy, you know, somebody has to behave a certain way, right? So when you change that, then you have to put the new thing. So you have to rewire the beliefs. You know, you can rewire something that says, no, it's not what somebody does for you that makes you happy, but it's what you do for yourself. How do you find time to be joyful? What are some of the things that gives you the greatest joy, right? So you rewire it. You look at their moods and emotions, because emotions are a very big indication of happiness, right? If somebody is up and down all the time, or they're depressed, or they're, you know, they're bipolar, so you've got to understand their moods, right? So I just ran you through how, when you're specializing in a certain niche, how you can coach to that. So if you were to go into a program that teaches you a broad level of life coaching, or the broad umbrella of life coaching, but there's some schools that would teach you how to be a specific happiness coach, then they will give you the skills to coach in general, and then give you the skills for whatever niche it is that you're into. And then when you're done, you're completed, you are ready to go. So that was a long introduction. That was the first one, that finding your niche. But I wanted to give you an in-depth look at what niche coaching does. So after you decided that you want to be a life coach, and you figure out what you've got to offer as a niche into life coaching, then the next one is the big one, is you have to find a school that teaches the foundation of coaching business as well as the principles. And you might even be lucky where, you know, they're teaching your niche. For instance, there's some leadership schools if you want to be an executive coach, right? Or the happiness that we just mentioned. So, you know, here are 9 considerations for choosing the right coach training program that would be, you know, that would suit, you know, where you are right now, right? So you need to understand what is the training school's underlying philosophy, right? The traditional method of coaching only brings incremental and short-lived results. Because when you change a person's actions, they do get results, but they're not sustainable results. That's because the underlying thoughts and emotions that truly drive actions are not addressed. So without changing the core thought and emotions, individuals eventually revert back to their old habits, routines, and actions. And if you're a parent, you know that, right? You know, if you were to, you know, punish your child by having them stay in their room or something like that, and you don't change or understand why is it they did the behavior, then maybe they will not do the behavior because they don't like being punished. But as soon as you take away that punishment, they'll go right back because they really didn't learn anything. So that's the same way as a coach. You've got to have, you have to have sustainable change. So there's a way for a coach to have sustainable change. So choosing the right school, you've got to read through the curriculum and see, you know, how what's their underlying philosophy. You know, you find a program that teaches you how to help your clients change the way they think and feel. A program that teaches you how to help clients break through limiting thought and emotional responses and how to replace them with supportive, empowering beliefs. As a result, your clients are moved to take powerful and consistent action. Yeah, so that is a skill that you need to learn, right? The other thing is to understand and uncover how the school delivers training. It's a very important aspect in finding the right training school is determining which program employs the most effective training and learning techniques for you. There are many ways that schools deliver training. They have live classroom training, they have teleclasses, they have self-study, they have online training, they have work groups, they have one-on-one mentor training, independent projects, and more. Now, I am a certified professional coach. I went through the University of Miami training program. And they use teleclasses along with a couple of weekend in-house training. And that worked for me because even though I lived in the Florida area, right, I mean, I don't want to, you know, even if a class was, you know, in my city, I didn't want to have to be driving, you know, to school every night or a couple times a week. You know, it's much easier to do it in a teleclass, so that worked for me. And, of course, because I knew that, you know, I had to be in class for certain weekends, then, of course, I didn't want to have to, like, go to Washington or something or even New York or Texas for a class because, you know, that would mean hotels and airfare and all that stuff, so that's why I chose the University of Miami. So find one that works for you, location, cost, as well as, you know, how they deliver their classes that works for you. All right. So does the school offer specialized training? Like I mentioned, you know, does it offer something in a niche that you're interested in? You know, when you specialize, your exact target audience is more receptive to hearing your message clearly. And most successful coaches will tell you that they specialize, and that has been the key to their success. And that's why it's critical that the training program you choose offers specialty tracks to help you hone your niche and become proficient in the area of coaching in which you're most interested and have some knowledge that you're bringing to the table, right? So here are some niche coaching specialties. Life purpose training, you know, I've had a lot of people come into coaching sessions with me and talk about their purpose. You know, people are not just living unconsciously anymore. You know, most of us want to be living a life in purpose because until you live a life in purpose, you don't feel fulfilled. So you can specialize in helping people find their life purpose. So that's called life purpose coaching. I have never gone to a networking event without there being two or three health and wellness coaches. Big market. But, you know, you have to, again, either be somebody that has, you know, lost weight or have had a problem with your health and you've overcome it. You know, most people just don't pick up and become a health and wellness coach unless they've they've had some personal experience in that field. So health and wellness coaching, corporate coaching, I mentioned that. That's executive coaching. It is the most, as you see, when I talked about pricing, it is the most lucrative of all the coaching because, you know, when you're working with the corporations, you get paid top dollar. But again, it's hard to break into that market unless you have been in the corporate world, you've been a leader, and now you're just offering corporate coaching. Professional coaching, executive coaching again, relationship coaching, that's probably one of the second most popular ones because, you know, there's so many marriages that are in trouble, you know, the divorce rate is very high. So, you know, if you've been married for 20, 30 years and you feel that you understand the relationships or even maybe you went to school and learned, you know, psychology or something and you feel that that will be your target field, then relationship coaching. Transition coaching. Transition coaching is big in the corporate world as well. You're transitioning from a manager to a CEO. You're transitioning. Each level has certain skills that you need to acquire. So transition coaching is a good one. Small business coaching, lots of small business, out there. You know, that's one of the things that I started off with specializing because I have been an entrepreneur for 20 years, been a very successful entrepreneur. So I do as well, you know, small business coaching. And, you know, the one that I shared earlier, which is happiness coaching. So, you know, if you don't find a school that specializes in something, then you just get certified, and then you can go on and become specialized later on by taking a non-certificate coaching, class or something. So, all right. So number four is, does the school provide business development training to help you build your practice? When comparing coaching schools, it's crucial to determine how each school addresses the following questions. How will I attract clients and earn income as a coach? One of my criticisms of the University of Miami coaching program is that it did not address marketing, right? And it is very important to start making money as a coach because if you don't make money, then guess what? You're going to go back to work or you're going to be working more or, because we all need an income, right? So find a program that includes in their curriculum to help you build your coaching practice through business development, branding, messaging, and marketing. And there's some out there because I think the new ones are the ones that have new programs have built that into their coaching, into their certification program because there's so many coaches out there right now and, you know, they need to, you know, to show them how to make some money else the industry is going to die. Okay, number five, is the school an accredited institution? What is its reputation and track record? The International Coaching Federation, called ICF, is the industry's governing body that sets the standards, core competencies, and ethics for coaches and training schools alike. Many unaccredited schools have been rejected by the ICF board, and some of them multiple times. Making sure that the coach training school you're considering is ICF accredited and do not accept any excuses as to why they are not. It reminds me of my sister that she went through a nursing program a couple of years ago, spent a lot of money. The person told her that they were in the process of getting certification or you know, whatever they, you need for nursing, and they never did. So not only she spent the time, but spent a lot of money, and just have to throw it out the window because, you know, you can't be hired in a hospital or can't do anything if you don't have a certification for nursing. And coaching is a little different, right? Nobody really asks to see it. It's just so that you know that you are doing something properly and that you are accepting money from your clients to do a good job, right? So if you're going to spend money at all, my advice is if you're going to spend money at all to be certified, then make sure that you can also become accredited. So there's two stages. There is a certification, which means that you've gone through the hours and you've passed the test. Then you need to be accredited, right? So the ICF coaching body is what gives you your accreditation. So you submit your certificate to them and your hours, and then you have to take another test with them, and you become accredited. But if you are not going to want to spend the money to be accredited, my advice is to not spend the money at all, right? You can just call yourself a coach and get on with it. You know, lots of coaches are not certified. I just told you about Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is making millions as a coach, as a life coach, and he does not have certification. He just has lots of experience, and he's good at what he does, so he doesn't need that piece of paper. All right, so again, if you are going to spend a couple thousand dollars or even $500 to get a certification, make sure it's with an accredited institution else. Don't even bother. All right, number six. Who are the school's instructors and what is their background? One of the things I loved about the University of Miami Certificate Coaching Program is that all the instructors were master certified coaches, some of them with more than 30 years experience. You know, they know what they're talking about. You know, they had the experience and they have the credentials behind it. Check to see the instructors listed and make sure that they have at least the certificate, a certified professional coaching accreditation, and that is what I have. Okay, number seven, how long would it take to complete the program? Very important question. You know, accredited coaching training programs vary in their requirements. Programs range from 60 hours to 300 hours, and from weeks long to several years. Most programs that offer an ICF certification takes a minimum of 6 months to complete, and a vast majority of accredited programs take between 12 and 24 months. The University of Miami coaching training program was 11 months, the one that I took, right? So be sure not to fork over your money for a weekend certificate program. I've seen them. There was a guy that would come to my city and charge $800 for like 14 hours of class in a corporate setting. I mean, don't do that. And he says he's going to give you a coaching certificate at the end. You know, what can you learn from being in a group of, you know, a couple hundred people and somebody's talking on a stage to certify you? I mean, I really don't know how he does it, but, you know, it's a waste of your $800, right? Number eight, where is the coach training school located? You know, most schools offer training online. You know, that's the acceptable way of learning these days. But since coaching is a practical field, they usually have weekend in-class sessions. But three of them if you're in a 12-month program. So don't sign up for a class in the United Kingdom because it's $1,000 less, right? Because you're not going to be able to pass if you can't afford to go or don't have the time to go to the United Kingdom for your weekend mandatory in-class training. So, you know, when you're making your evaluation, you know, it's very important where is the school located, even though you're going to be online, right? And finally, the price. Yeah, I put this as number 9, but that's probably going to be the first one that you look at. How much does it cost, and what's included in the price? You know, coach training programs vary significantly in price, with unaccredited programs starting as low as $2,000 to $3,000, and accredited programs ranging anywhere from $5,000 to $14,000. You know, my training program at the University of Miami cost me $6,000. Plus, you also have to pay for mentor coaching, because in order for you to take the test, you have to have one-on-one mentorship, which costs about $250 for each one of those. Some University of Miami required you to have 3, but every training program is a little different. But you have to add those in, and they will tell you. And we only had one book. Didn't cost much, I think $15, which is an ethics book. But again, your program might require you to have more than one book or maybe even one book. So that's all included in the cost, right? And again, you should include in the cost if you think that if you're taking a class outside of your city and you would have to book a hotel and airfare to go for their in-class sessions. So with all that said, I'm going to give you 3 programs that I think are, you know, decent, and you can look into them, right? The first one is IPEcoaching.com, right? And so you can go in and look for that. There's also the CoachTrainingAlliance.com. And the third one is LifePurposeInstitute.com. So those are 3 of the ones. But if you just Google on their coaching certificate programs, millions of them will come up. It's pretty popular, like I said. Life coaching has become very popular because it's a very rewarding career. All right, number 3. So now you've gone to school, you found your niche, but it's a business, right? So you have to set up your website and market your services. Now, when I started, and I'm still with because they're the best in the business, I started with GoDaddy. GoDaddy has prices that you can't beat for a domain name as well as a website. And they offer you free support in helping you set it up. So you just set up a template, and you punch in, fill it out. Doesn't take any skill, doesn't take any expertise to do that. And you can get websites for as little as $7 a month, so can't beat that. For $7 a month, you get unlimited websites, you get unmetered storage, you get unmetered bandwidth, you get a free trial of Microsoft Office 365 email. You get, of course, the free domain name with an annual plan. You get your site backed up and restored. If you have a problem with it, you press the wrong button, delete everything. Then they also have a way to restore it. You have 2 times the processing power and memory. And you have a 1-year SSL certificate to secure your customer data. So when somebody puts a credit card on your website, you have to have it encrypted. So you normally have to pay for the SSL certificate, but GoDaddy is giving it to you all-inclusive in that $7 a month. Can't beat that. So once you have your website set up, then you probably have to hire someone to make sure people find it, and you might need some SEO training skills. All right, so you figured out your niche, you've chosen your coaching program, you've set up your website, market your service, you are now a certified life coach. But remember, you are coaching, so you need to be able to stay on top of your expertise and your skills. So number 4 is learn continuously. If you're going to be good at what you do, you have to be continually learning and improving what you do. Not only learning how to improve your coaching skills, but you have to learn marketing. You have to know SEO, which is search engine optimization. You've got to figure out how to, you know, do websites and, you know, whatever. You've got to learn how to market your services on social media. There's lots of learning in order to grow your business. They also suggest that you get a mentor coach to help get you to your goals faster and coach you along the way, whether it's on, you know, how you're coaching clients, you know, how you're marketing, where do you want to go, how to, you know, there's, you know, having a mentor coach is going to make your life much better. And but that's, of course, if you have the funds, you know, because you're not going to be making any money from your coaching business when you start. So if you have the funds, you should get a mentor coach. I offer a free 30-minute strategy session if you're interested in setting up one-on-one mentor coaching with me. I'll be happy to help you get started and teach you what I know and help you with what I know. So if you wanted to do that, you can contact me on the web at www.myrnayounghelps.com or send me an email to info@myhelps.us. I hope you found this segment informative. I want to wish you luck in your new venture of becoming a life coach, and I hope you just do it. Don't wait around. If it's something you want to do, just get on the horse and do it. I have a life coaching radio program and podcast. I would love for you to subscribe to it. You know, every week I interview guests and I also give tips that can help you learn in as far as continuous learning and, you know, and give you some coaching on for yourself as well, not just for your clients, but some things that you can glean from. So the podcast on iTunes is called Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna. So I hope that you subscribe, download, and also leave a review. So thank you again, and be sure to send me an email and let me know how you're doing. We'd love to hear from you.
There is nothing as powerful as a changed mind. You can change your hair, your clothing, your address, your spouse, your residence. But if you don't change your mind, the same experience will perpetuate itself over and over again, because everything outwardly changed, but nothing inwardly changed.
Want something out of life, if you want to change yourself, if you want to acquire something, if there's some goal that you want to reach, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents.
The only thing that's going to make you happy, my friend, in this year or any other, is to step up. It's to raise the standard. It's to discover what you're capable of and feel that incredible power of pushing through whatever's holding you back and get to the other side of more of your true self. That's what this game's all about.
When you step into your fears and continue to push yourself to go on, something happens for you.
If you look at somebody who's really successful and you think, wow, I mean, they're so amazing, they're such a genius, you gotta dig underneath and you gotta remember something. People are rewarded in public for what they've practiced for years in private.
If you don't develop the courage to do that which has been given you to do. And you spend a lot of time going around trying to convince other people or trying to get their approval. What will happen is that you will lose your nerve. And other people will convince you that what you're doing doesn't have any value. And you'll give up on your dream. How much time do you have left? How much time do you have left? When you start thinking about that, we don't know. Most of us don't use the stuff that we have brought into the universe. Stop wasting valuable time. If you want something, you have got to be relentless. You've got to learn how to become resourceful. You've got to learn how to become creative. The power to hold on in spite of everything, the power to endure, this is the winner's quality. The hunger, the ability to face defeat again and again without giving up. This is a winner's quality. What this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists and it becomes available only when a man or a woman is in that state of mind in which he or she knows exactly what he or she wants and is fully determined not to quit until they find it. There's greatness in you. And you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. I'm going to harness my will. And I'm not going to let anything stop. I deserve this. Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful. There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. You are unstoppable. Live your life with passion. With some drive. Most of us go through life without brakes on, holding back. Decide that you're going to push yourself. You've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself, every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
You'll never see me coming.